I will now give the floor to the delegation of the Islamic Republic of Iran as the country concerned. Your Excellency, you have 5 minutes. The floor is yours.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salam ala Sayyiduna wa Nabiyyuna Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Madam President, Honorable Representatives of Member States and respected audience, as you are aware, today the Council is considering two reports on the situation of human rights in Islamic Republic of Iran, one submitted by UN Secretary General and the other prepared by the Council's Special Rapporteur. And in fact, these two reports are just one part of a new phenomenon in United Nations life to generate a perpetual self-sustaining chain of resolutions directed against a member state which is the subject of hegemony of United States of America and its European corroborators and Zionist mafia. So it won't be a surprise if next year, at the similar occasion, in place of two, four reports be presented to the meeting about human rights situation in Islamic Republic of Iran. To pay my respect to this August meeting, I've prepared a rather detailed explanation to uncover the ugly nature of this new phenomenon, which I've asked to be distributed among the audience, and in my time lot, I will point to a number of complementary but important issues. First of all, Madam President and Honorable Audience, please put me on record. The Islamic Republic of Iran will welcome and fully cooperate with reporting mechanisms of the Council, which aims at discovering the real situation of human rights in Iran and elsewhere. The reason is obvious. Our nation is proud of its ongoing experience. I mean building a democratic social political system, a polity based on Islamic rationality rather than a secular liberal rationality. An experience which changed Iran from a corrupt secular dictator shamefully imposed on our nation by United States and a number of European collaborators and supporters to a benchmark of democratic participation of people in all aspects of their social and political life. An experience which turned Iran to the most advanced country of the region in science and technology, as well as civil structure. Madam President, in fact, not only we welcome, but we invite respected rapporteurs to visit Iran and to report to the world how our nation feels when it discovers that satellites built by his sons, a young engineer and scientists, are put into space and orbiting the Earth while propagating the message of Salam, which it is a call for peaceful and respectful coexistence of all nations, and the message of Islam, which is the ultimate respect for truth and dignity and justice. To report the word, the pride, the enthusiasm, the joys of a nation who witnesses the thousands of his homes and are lighted by its own nuclear power plant, the only one in the Middle East run and managed by his sons as scientists and engineers and experts. Madam President, we emphatically invite respected rapporteurs to visit Iran to discover and report to the whole world the degree of grief an anger of a nation when it discovers that its beloved noble sons of science and technology are hunted and ruthlessly assassinated by the terrorist apparatus created, guided, supported by United States of America, Britain, France, and a number of other morally failed states. Madam President, we are quite aware of the malicious intentions who misuse the already weak and chronically malad UN system to legitimize their hostile policy again.
I beg your pardon. I need to interrupt you.
Which is neither the first nor the last in its kind, the behavior and the outcomes of the work of the special rapporteurs in no way meets the minimum standard of a fair, unbiased, impartial and truth-oriented report. These gentlemen...
I beg your pardon, sir. I apologize for interrupting, but I have to give the floor for a point of order.
Thank you, Madam President, thank you. Madam President, thank you very much. The United States will call the point of order, Madam President, to urge you, please, to remind the Speaker to use language that's appropriate for this forum, consistent with your earlier reminders. Thank you very much, Madam President. We appreciate your attention to this.
Puede continuar.
The representative of Iran may continue. Microphone, please, for the delegate from Iran.
From the seat of an absolute guidance, and with prophetical tone, he generously gives royal guidance to our elected representatives in the parliament of how and which bill they should pass. And just as a moral leader, he recommends to our nation and his judiciary to decriminalize some behaviors and what is the prudent to do in their private and even in their sexual life. Madam President, the honorable audience, these respected special rapporteurs totally abandoned his main task, which is to discover the truth and present it to the world body with reliable and warranted argument. He rather prefers to be the celebrity figure in media blitz against Iran. And worse than all, the support given in this report for notorious terrorist groups, which costed tens of lives only in past 3 years, is a disgrace for the reporting mechanism of this council. Madam President, if truth is not counted and discovering of the truth is absent from the agenda, the Honourable Special Rapporteur does not need to take the burden to travel to Iran. He can pretty well enjoy the calm and tranquility of his offices in Geneva and New York, and the generous hospitality of governments of Washington, London, and Paris, and copy-paste from the abundant list of allegations easily accessible in the jargon of media and network fabrications. Madam President, though Iranians are famous for their hospitality, but I regret to say that our nation may not be happy to extend his welcome to a rapporteur he is so ignorant, biased, and perfunctory in his claim. Thank you very much.